Hey, what's up? This is Brendan from the Lawrence Arms, and you are listening to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast.
It sucks, I still think Mabel, she's the bomb.
Hey everyone, this is Kristen. Welcome to this impromptu episode of the Mabel Syndrome Podcast. Season 2, episode, 17, 18, something like that. And my special guest for the night is Sarah joining me. How are you, Sarah?
Good evening. I'm doing really good. How are you?
I'm good. So Jess and I have been meaning to record for weeks, and she has had like the worst luck in history, I think, like the last couple months. She's just been hit with one thing after the next. And right now she has a kidney infection, and she was in the hospital yesterday, and today's her birthday. And she's
Happy
fucking
birthday,
sick with
Jess.
I know. And she's sick with a kidney infection.
That's the worst. We're going to nickname her Murphy for Murphy's Law. She's She's taking on that bad luck.
Yeah. It's got to turn around though, right?
You think it's got to.
Well, I
maybe
always
after
think
this,
that way.
Like maybe all of the listeners will then turn around and go to social media and wish her like the best happy birthday ever.
Exactly. And speedy recovery, and yeah, just like send her good vibes in general.
If any of you play music, you should record her a very special happy birthday song and send it to her.
That would be nice. If we were good friends, we would probably sing to her.
Oh man, I'm so tone deaf. Do I want to put
I am
everyone
too.
Through it?
I'm tone deaf too.
We could do this.
I feel like I have a disorder, like a learning disorder or something, because a disability, because like it sounds okay in my head, but then coming out, there's something like doesn't compute. There's like a circuit break and it comes out not what I think it like. It's really awful. I don't know how that happens. I'm like,
I hear my
no,
voice
I'm
on the daily at work and I'm like, oh my God, I sound like that.
Yeah.
Should we do it? Want to sing?
No, I'm serious. It's so bad.
Fine. All right. Well, anyone listening, please record a very special happy birthday message and tag Mabel Syndrome in it. Tag Jessica in it. Make it awesome.
Yeah.
A little punk rock happy birthday.
Yeah, exactly. So thanks for joining me on this, so I don't have to just be a babbling to myself person.
You could babble to me instead. This is fine.
Exactly. But we should catch up because we had you on the podcast like a month ago, two months ago, something like that.
Somehow it's
and
April.
Sarah was like brave enough to open up about her dating life and love life. And if you remember, she was the one that was kind of starting to date somebody who liked Linkin Park, didn't like ska punk or ska. Ska, I think.
Yeah, it was ska.
He was making fun of ska. So what happened with that dude?
So he's the worst human being on the planet. We'll keep it real vague.
That's not vague. That's pretty specific.
Some friends of mine know the story. He's just a terrible person.
Ugh.
I don't know what I should say, but I will say something really great came because of him. But I will never speak to that man again.
Yeah.
But something that's unrelated to him being a bad person is one night he invited me on a date and another girl was there and I loved her and I didn't want to be weird, but I wanted to ask her for her number.
Yeah.
And just because like hang out, you know, like you're awesome. Like making friends again as an adult's this weird thing. But I didn't. I just thought it would have been strange of me. So I was at a punk show at Evil Pie in Las Vegas and this adorable girl walks up and hugs my friend Dave and I'm like, dude, I know you. And it was her and she was like, I wanted to ask him for your number so bad, but I didn't want to be weird. I'm like, I didn't want to be weird. So
that's perfect.
Her and I go to shows and have lady dates and get pedicures. Sorry, there's a cat jumping up. And we do all these fun things and I see her all the time now because of him. So anyway, whatever he did was just this, he's terrible, but I made a friend out of him.
Oh,
so
that's really cool.
Still very single.
Yeah. It is weird though, right? When you meet a girl that you really like and you're kind of like you And even a guy that you like as a friend, you know, if you're in a relationship or something, it's just weird as adults making friends. You're kind of like, can I get your number?
It's very true.
Or can you add me on Facebook or something? I don't know.
Yeah, modern day technology makes it even weirder. You're like, do I ask for your number or your name so I can find you online? But right. Hey, whatever works because I got some friends.
That's awesome. Okay, so Linkin Park dude did not work out. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
So you're still single, looking to mingle.
Yes.
Yeah, we should follow up with like Paul, see how he's making out. He's in Arizona, I think.
Yeah, some follow-up calls would be nice.
I know, we should. You know what I found most interesting? I don't know if you listened to his whole interview, but he had the really interesting perspective of being a band dude, right? And being like, girls literally won't date me because I'm in a band. And like the reputation that he gets just based on that. And I was like, oh, I never thought of it that way. Like, I am totally guilty of that, you know, just thinking all band dudes are the same. And
yeah, even listening to ours, it kind of sounded like we're generalizing. And of course, it's not the case. Like, there's always unique situations and every single person's a different human being.
Yeah.
So I feel bad that he gets lumped into that. And a lot of guys do.
Yeah.
But even a lot of my male friends are like, oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
And exactly. Then man's like, no, we're assholes.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, you can't always generalize. And
right.
Yeah.
You can't generalize, but most times there's some truth to whatever stereotype that there is.
Yeah. Man, he had a crazy story too. I was listening to that about like a stalker. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Right.
Some of my dating stories are ridiculous and outrageous, but his was pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I know. Stalker stories.
You should definitely do some Mabel updates on people.
Yeah, that would be fun. Have you met Paul? Do you know him?
No. Well, okay. Maybe. I think I actually might have met him through like one of our mutual friends at Back to the Beach or something, but I'm not actually certain if that was him or not.
Okay.
I think I did, but
okay.
So
speaking of Back to the Beach, you have that coming up.
I do.
Two days of the best bands.
Oh my God, it's insane. So there's a lot coming up. I live currently in Las Vegas, and this weekend is Viva Las Vegas, which I've never really gone out of my way to go to before. It's a rockabilly weekend. I think the world's largest car show and bands and so on and so forth. I didn't plan on going, but as a birthday gift, a strapping young gentleman got me a ticket to Saturday for the car show, so I get to see the Stray Cats. And then the weekend after that, so it is April 27th through the 29th, is Back to the Beach Fest in Huntington Beach.
Mm-hmm.
The lineup is unreal. Like, my little ska dreams are coming true. And
I know. It's so great.
The headliners are a little strange. Like, not trying to be that snob, but it is weird that it's Sublime and, who is it, 311?
311, but yeah.
The other ones are so good.
Yeah. I don't know. So I will always have, well, actually, I'll always have a special place in my heart for both of those bands.
Yeah.
They're not bands that I currently listen to, but I went through a huge 311 kick. Like,
I could agree. I had everything up until like Sound System.
Exactly.
Like,
Grassroots was there. There was like, yeah, there. Yeah. And they were featured on so many like skate videos and snowboard videos. And oh, I totally was into 311. Like, way back in the day.
Yeah.
I loved it. And then Sublime, of course, like that's my happy summer album. Just that one, just the self-titled album. But I don't know. I've never seen Sublime with Rome. Have you seen them?
Oh God, it was the night before the like October thing out here, October shootings. Offspring and Sublime played in Las Vegas and I went. Side note, I really do love Offspring still. I love Offspring so much. And I did see Sublime. I had a lot more fun than I thought I was going to. And turns out I know a lot more Sublime songs than I thought I knew. Songs that come on from, you know, my childhood. And I'm like, oh, that's who sings that. I don't know.
I think they have 40 Ounce to Freedom and then maybe a self-titled or something. So I think it is two albums that there's a lot of hits off of those. Like a lot of songs that you can sing along to that you'll just know.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
So while we've been talking too, I pulled up the Saturday to start.
Okay.
I'm going to lose my mind. Big D and the Kid Stable, they're from your hood. Ska band from Boston, Massachusetts that I absolutely love. Suicide Machines, love them. Mad Caddies, love them. Les and Jake, you get to go see them this coming week.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that in a minute. Yeah.
Aquabats, and then my mind is going to be blown. Boston's.
Yeah.
And then the next day, it's Sublime, Goldfinger, Fishbone, Save Ferris, Interrupters, Mustard Plug, Agrolites, and the Untouchables. I don't know who the Untouchables are. That's killer. And then you get to go see Face to Face and
Less than Jake. And Direct Hit. But hold on. Okay, so back to the beach. So you're getting a hotel room, I think, right?
Yes.
And have you been to this festival before?
No, this is new, I think, this year. Who is it? It's John Feldman from Goldfinger and Travis Barker putting it on.
Right. Okay, so it's the first time. Yeah.
Yep.
And I think my buddy Cameron, who is part of OC Brouhaha, he puts on all the punk and drublick. I think he might have a hand in it too.
Nice.
But yeah, it's going to be amazing. So it's going to start early. So the question for you is, do you start drinking early and just keep going? Like, that's a serious question.
I had this conversation earlier. For anyone who is going, they're not allowing purses or backpacks or anything in. Right. I'm like, I can't even bring sunblock. So that's a long...
But they're, are they allowing fanny packs? I think I saw that.
I don't know, but I'm not wearing a fanny pack.
It's so random. It was like... But girls... Okay, girls need to bring stuff into shows.
Yeah.
Like, so they have to allow... I think I saw a list and clear backpacks was on there, which is fucking ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But I think fanny pack and which I don't know. Maybe you could get like one of those crossbody things or something. I don't know.
But
girls need to bring stuff in.
Yeah.
We have times of the month that we need to bring stuff in. Let's just say it. Come on. Like, that's ridiculous.
I have pockets in these shorts. So,
yeah, and sunscreen and our keys and our ID. Yeah.
I'm going to have to commit to one day of drinking, I think, because that's like going to be 10 hours on the beach two days in a row. Too old for that shit. That's going to be a lot and expensive. Yeah. But yeah, probably. I'll be excited. I always say that, and then I get in there like two drinks deep, I get all carried away. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm bummed you're not coming.
I know. I wish.
Maybe they'll do it again next year.
I'm like as far away as I can get from that show.
Yeah, 4-hour drive for me is nothing, but.
I know.
For you, it's.
And this New England weather right now, too, is like totally bumming me out. But I would love to see those bands. I've talked about it before, but like I saw Suicide Machines so long ago, but they are a bucket list, like need to see them ASAP.
God, they're so good.
And just all those bands are it's going to be phenomenal. Have you seen and or met any of the Boston's?
I've seen them a million times.
Okay.
Oh my God, have I ever met any of them? I don't think I've ever met any of them, no.
Okay. They're really nice. I'm going to have to hook you up with that because I'm not a huge Boston's fan, but my friend Sal works for them.
I'll just go ahead and say, anyone that you know that's going to be at this festival, let me know because I know... confirmed one person going, so I have a feeling that this will be one of those other shows that I'm going to alone.
I guess
a few people, but they're going with like their families and they're making it like a thing.
Yeah,
I don't want to infiltrate everyone's plans, but
so like kids can go.
Yeah, totally. Actually, this festival is super family friendly, and I correct me if I'm wrong, I'll have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure like kids under 11 are free with the admission or with the purchase of a parent pass.
Oh, sweet. Okay. They were really strict at Punk and Drublick. Like, they no kids at all.
Well, yeah, with all the beer everywhere. Makes sense.
Right. But isn't there going to be beer everywhere at Back to the Beach? Like, what's the difference?
Well, one was
maybe
a strict
it's the free beer.
Fest. Yeah, because there was the tastings. So there's an actual beer fest at Punk and Drublick.
Yeah, there's like, they're just handing out free beer. So that makes sense, I guess.
So wait, are you doing the East Coast Punk and Drublick?
Yes. Yeah.
What is that?
Except it's in Brockton. Do you know Brockton?
I know Brockton. I used to go to many Warped Tours and things at Brockton Fairgrounds.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, it's in May. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be awesome.
So soon.
Yeah. And I've been in touch with my friends that are running it. And so I think I should have. Yeah, I'm definitely going to have press access. At least. But I've been spoiled the last couple shows I've gone to that I've been like had all access, you know. And once you have all access and you're hanging out and like that, it's yeah, it makes it so much better.
Well, you know, you saw the evidence of me at Punk and Drublic. I got carried away and drank all that free beer and met all of my favorite people. This time I'm just some regular.
Isn't it weird to do that? To be like,
go the wait in lines to go pee and it won't be an air conditioned bathroom.
Right? Isn't that strange to go from having all access and you're just hanging out with everyone and then you're like, oh, next festival, I'm just a peon and
I'm just some peasant.
Yeah, exactly. You can wave to the cool people on the other side of the barricade. It's very weird. But well, that's awesome. I'm so glad you're going. And you're going solo. And I wanted to talk about that because, so yeah, I'm going solo to a show this weekend in a couple days. I'm going to Dallas, which is so random. But it happened that I have a work meeting at Southern Methodist University, which is in Dallas. And so I was able to tack on a day and see Face to Face, Less Than Jake, and Direct Hit. Awesome. So I'm going to go check that out, and it's going to be awesome.
I'm really, really jealous and happy for you.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. Danny was just messaging me last night, and he's like, be sure to tell me a couple days before the show so I can get you on the guest list. And I think we're going to talk about podcast stuff. Like, we have some work stuff to talk about, and I just want to see those guys. Like, both bands I know fairly personally, and they're just nice and fun. And I mean, yeah, I need a weekend away and to just do that. Like, it's just going to be so much fun.
Wait, you mean that you like Face to Face? No way.
Someone the other day was like, I know they're your favorite band. So and I was like, actually, they're not my favorite band. And they were like, what? And I was like, no, that's Jessica. Jessica's the die hard. Like, I would put I would put Face to Face in my top five easily, but not number one.
Yep.
Like, my Desert Island album would probably not be Face to Face. But I do love them.
Desert Island. I'm like, how do you even play that when you're stranded? I don't like this theory.
I know, right? It's like if you're stuck with a CD player or a record player and one record. Oh. Although I'm pretty sure mine would be NOFX. Oh, but which one? White Trash, Two Heaps and a Bean, maybe? Or Punk and Drublic, actually? One of those two.
I could listen to Lori Myers for the rest of my life.
Right?
I could do that.
Yeah. That was on our punk girl bucket list we wrote one time. Like, I want to sing. I want to be on stage singing the Lori Myers part.
Oh, yeah. I've daydreamed that before, too. Oh. My tone deaf self. Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, we'd be singing with Fatty. It's not like he's Mr. Tone.
That's funny. I was watching the Fat Wreck documentary last night. Been on a NOFX kick this week.
Yeah. What did you think?
Oh, I love that movie. I own it. I've seen it a few times, but
oh, okay.
I've been doing like the music documentaries all week. That I think I was talking to you about the other F word.
That's so good.
For anyone listening, it's the documentary that Jim Lindbergh pretty much put out before he originally left Pennywise, and the other F word meaning father, and it's like fathers in punk rock, and it's funny, but. It's sad, like you get to Dwayne Peters' part and you're like, oh my fuck. Like it's a good movie. Yeah. It's older though. I didn't realize how old it was until I rewatched it again, and I think it was put out in like 2010 or 11. So like Jim Lindbergh obviously sings for Pennywise again and like,
yeah, you know. Well, because in the movie he's going through that crisis, right? Of like wanting to be home with his family,
yep.
But feeling, it, I mean, that's why Pennywise broke up. Like, you know, and it was really hard, and you see him struggle with that decision in that movie. And but my favorite part is, of course, because I'm a Fat Mike fanatic, but when he and his daughter Darla was only like 2 or 3 at the time, and he's clearly like hungover in the morning, the getting out of bed part. And he goes to the kitchen to make her toast and sprays on the butter.
He keeps spraying it. Yeah. I can't believe it's not butter for like 3 minutes.
The poor girl got like cold toast with like 20 sprays of I can't believe it's not butter on her toast. Oh.
Yeah, that's definitely cool because him and Aaron were still together in that documentary too.
Yeah, but I can relate because I have little kids and it's like being hungover when you have little kids is the fucking worst.
I can't imagine.
Like, oh my God. I have to like plan it out, like plan childcare for my children the next day if I know that I'm going hard. Which is why I fly to places like
two cats around me, these little assholes. I'm like, no, I don't want anything near me when I'm hungover.
Yeah, man. Don't walk on me.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it's not easy. So, but that's a really good movie.
So good.
And I got a lot of response to my blog, so I put out that blog about going to shows alone. Mm-hmm. And that's been in the queue for like 2 years, I swear to God. Like I've been meaning to write that for 2 years. But it's just like, you know, people ask me all the time about going to shows alone, and it just wasn't really an option for me to begin with. And now I'm just so set in my ways that I kind of prefer to go to shows alone for the most part.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was really interesting to hear so many other women responded to that. And they were like, me too. I go to shows alone all the time. And guys too, they were like, yeah, I totally go to shows alone, which isn't, yeah. Woohoo, dude, you're a dude and you went to a show alone. Like,
I think I ended up commenting on that one, like, soul sister. I've never agreed with something so much. Like, you and I were just talking about it a minute ago too, where when you move around a lot or when you just don't get the opportunity to go out a lot, again, back to like making new friends too, going out alone, like not only are you not waiting on anyone, you can go see who you want to see, you run your own show, but like there's the potential too to meet a lot of like-minded friends. And yeah. So like going to punk shows here has been like my little source of like home. Like yeah. I don't, you know, when I first moved here, I didn't know the music venues. I didn't know the city very well, but like I'd go to shows and make friends. And then I would see that same person at the next show I'd go to. And now, you know, I'll be here for 2 years in June. And like now I actually have like a little family, a little scene that took me in. And
yeah,
like,
it's,
so go on, but you, like, to shows you alone.
You also make friends really easily. I can tell.
I'm loud.
Well,
I'm friendly.
you're loud and friendly, and you just have like you smile a lot. Like I think that's what you're supposed to do if you want to meet people, and I don't do any of those things. So like it's hard. Like going to shows alone, I was gonna say, like the only other thing I didn't mention is that I think someone brought this up, is it's like hit or miss, right? Like there's good nights where you see people you know, but you still are doing your own thing and you just leave whenever you want, and that's awesome. But then there's also some lonely nights when you're like, okay, no one I know is here. This is kind of awkward. Like I have no one to talk to. I don't really want to talk to those drunk dudes over there. So there's also the other side of the coin where like sometimes it's not so fun.
For me, that's when I feel awkward and I tend to drink a couple too many and get drunk, and like the next day I feel like shit. Like there's definitely social nights and there's antisocial nights where I'll go out, listen to the music, make some friends. And there's other nights that I'm like, I feel uncomfortable and I drank too much. Like I went to go see, did you ever listen to Nothington? Remember Tsunami Bomb? It was a female singer. And now I, if I'm correct, Nothington was a couple of the guys that went on to do a new project, and I think that's who I was seeing, and I got so stupidly drunk, and like the next day I'm like, why did you like not leave when you wanted, like when you weren't into it? Like there's like those socially anxious nights that I'm like, just go the fuck home.
Yeah,
otherwise like going to shows is alone, it's more often than not fun.
But sometimes, I mean, for a lot of years I would literally come late to the show, see the band I wanted to see, and leave early because I didn't know anybody and I was so shy that I try to hang out a little bit more.
Yeah.
I try to, like, I know a few more people out, and so it makes it a little bit better. And I'm also more into discovering new music. Like for a while there when I had babies and I just didn't have the time. So I'm like, no, I'm just going from 10 to 10:45 to see Rancid and that's it, you know, or whatever it is. But now I have a little bit more time and I'm interested in what the opening bands are. And so I do tend to stay a little bit later, but I don't know. For me, the meeting people at shows, like, I don't know. I need to take lessons from you on that, I think.
Just be a doofus. I don't know. It works.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. And you've moved around a lot. So you live in Vegas now, but you are a New England girl at heart. So I know there are some Boston bands that, like, you're still in love with.
Yes. Darkbuster is one of them that I get to see at Punk Rock Bowling next month.
Yeah. Have you met Lenny? Have you met Lenny Lashley?
No.
I've heard he's really cool. But anyway, so yeah, Darkbuster.
I know that I'd... Okay, yeah. So, definitely. I'm trying to think. The Have Nots are another great band. I'm trying to think, like... Oh, what? Okay, sorry, everyone. My brain's been farting out all week. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I gave Kristen here a forewarning before we started recording that, like, my allergies are crap and I'm feeling a little flaky tonight.
Big D.
I love Big D and the Kids Table. I get to see them. I'm not going to say what I was going to say out loud. Never mind. We'll come back to that. Well, okay, I'll say it. So I saw them here in Vegas at this all-ages show that was an old church. And I hated it. I hated it because there was no air conditioning in there. There was, like, no booze. Bottles of water were, like, $4. When I say there was no air, it was, like, August or something so hot.
Oh, my God.
And I couldn't enjoy it. I hated it. I hated it so much.
Why would they do that?
To get the all-ages thing. And Vegas is very not all-ages. So I'm certain that venue is just one that happened to work out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that sucks.
I will say, I know we talked about them last time, but I just need to say it again. Kings of Nothing, one of my favorite Boston bands. Yeah. No more. Yeah.
Yeah. They are Kings of Nothing. They are Kings of No More.
I miss them with all of my heart, though.
Oh.
Yeah. So what about you? I know... Rebuilder is your go-to, yeah?
Rebuilder in Boston. Okay. They're my go-to, like, local band. OC45, I've seen a couple times. I like them, but I just have such loyalty to Rebuilder. because they're fucking good and because they're my friends. So, what else? Who else opens here? Oh shit, Burning Streets. I wonder if they're still around. They used to open up all the time here. Maybe they're not around so much anymore, but Burning Streets was around for a while.
Have you ever listened to Yellow Stitches before?
No.
I think that I just got introduced to them and they're from New England and they're pretty good.
Oh, cool.
We'll add that to the list.
Yeah, I was always like a California punk rock girl, right? So I just would catch bands when they were touring. And like I said, I didn't really pay attention to the openers. Like I would just go and, but I think I missed a lot of really good bands that way because they start as openers.
Yeah.
So.
I'll give them a shout out. There's this dude, Josh, here in Las Vegas. It's like a staple in like the little community. Mm-hmm. He does a lot of the shows for Evil Pie and the Golden Tiki out here. And he's in a punk band called Jerk. And they're pretty rad. They remind me a lot of the Queers, which is from New Hampshire, which is where I'm originally from.
Yeah.
So, like, they're a pretty awesome local punk band, too.
Yeah.
And when I was in Colorado, there's Potato Pirates. They were, like, the staple of Colorado. They're so fucking good. So if you get a chance to listen to them.
Yeah.
Potato Pirates.
Well, and it's been really interesting for me. I won't, like, throw Sal under the bus, but Sal is in Rebuilder. And it's been a real learning, like, eye-opening experience for me to hear stories from him about being an opening band in a city and how to get the gig, you know, and like how to jump through hoops and how to like find the right person to ask at the right time. And it's literally like if he asked on Tuesday, he would have got it, but he asked on Wednesday, like, or you're playing a show in 2 weeks, so you can't play this show. And he's like, oh, I wish I would have known. I totally wouldn't have done that other show. You know, like I didn't know all of those like nuances about how hard it is to get those gigs.
Yeah, I'd have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm not musically inclined, so therefore I'm I'm on the outside of all of this.
And especially the business end of it, you know? And so, and it's interesting because he'll tell me, he'll be like, okay, Interrupters are touring with Green Day. Here's why. And he'll be like, this manager knows that manager and has this connection to that. And like, it's just, it's all politics kind of, or like who knows who and like how they get on the bills. So I don't know. It's been a real learning curve for me to try to like learn, because I'm fascinated by that. Like, as a band that's trying to like make a name for yourself, and you just need one band to take you on the road, you know, like one big band to take a chance on you and take you on the road, and that's how you're gonna grow. And if you just never get that opportunity, or like you're always at the wrong place at the wrong time, or like whatever it is, then it just, it's hard.
Yeah.
So I never really knew about that side of things, but it's been really interesting.
And that's Rebuilder you're talking about?
That's Rebuilder.
Okay, awesome. I have to add them to my list because I have heard you talk about them a couple times and I haven't listened
yet. Yeah, they're really great. They're on tour right now, actually, but I think they're wrapping up soon.
The opposite of going to a show is Alone, which I'm so sad you guys aren't coming out for it, is Punk Rock Bowling. And today I got confirmation that a good friend of mine that I want you to meet in Boston, Jackie's flying out, and she sent me her flight stuff today.
Oh, awesome.
My Canadian friends are coming back again. Like, I've got friends from literally all over the world coming in.
Yeah.
And Punk Rock Bowling's next month, so that's something else to look forward to.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. And Noise.
Ah!
Feels, yeah. Ugh.
So Kristen here writes me a message last week with like less than 24 hours notice saying, hey, do you want to sit down and interview Matt Henson from Noise with me? Now, on this end of the country, I'm over here like, fuck yes, because one of my favorite bands of all time. Like, there's no secret there. I love that band. So then I'm stressed. I'm like, man, this is something I'd want to put a couple weeks in, like,
right,
like, thinking into. And like, Kristen and I are writing like these like terrible notes, like on our lunch breaks back and forth to one another. And it didn't work out yet.
Yeah, it will. No, Matt and I have been talking about it forever. So he's active military.
Yeah.
He's a dad with two kids. He's in a touring band, like a fucking hardworking band. So he's just hard to catch, but he's the nicest guy on the planet. And he was like, we had it booked, and then his sister needed his laptop like at the last minute. So so he didn't have anything to like Skype with us on or whatever. Anyways, but we someday definitely will do that. But now we have more time to actually come up with good questions.
It was rushed for sure. It's probably a blessing in disguise that it didn't work out.
Yeah. But yeah, I want you to do that with me because I think that will be really cool. That'll be really fun.
That'll be a really fun one.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're coming up at Punk Rock Bowling. This year is the 20-year anniversary. So, you know.
And you get like, what, two club shows with your ticket?
No, so it's just the festival, and then they've got club shows each night. This year, they're even starting as early as Thursday night. And club show tickets go on sale on a particular date, and you've got to literally hit there and hit refresh and hope that you get some tickets in your cart. And every year, I've been pretty lucky. This year, I got club show tickets for the Creep Show Thursday night. Just kidding. Not Friday, Saturday. Sunday night. Darkbuster, the Belltones, which are amazing, and I forget who else because I'm brain farting. And then, Monday is going to be Laura Jane Grace and Lenny Lashley from Darkbuster.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
That's amazing.
Oh, I'm happy.
Yeah.
It'll be so good.
Is there smoking in bars there, in clubs?
Oh, yeah. Everywhere.
Really?
It's Vegas. Just, you could do anything, anywhere, anytime. It's
that terrible. Would be so weird to be at a club and have smoke everywhere. I guess.
Yeah, most
that's
bars.
Me being like a cranky old lady.
Yeah, my hair smells like it for like days afterwards. For sure.
Yeah. That would be really weird. But that's gonna be amazing. I know. One of these days we will get out for that. I will get out for that. Or something else. I mean, to be honest, I would rather do Back to the Beach, I think, than the Punk Rock Bowling lineup this year.
Yep.
So
Punk Rock Bowling's great. The club shows are what made it a thing this year, but 2 days, like that Back to the Beach thing, 2 days, every band of someone that I liked or like is like hard to beat.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to spend the extra money to go to the club shows. Man, even Punk and Drublic was so good. Like, if they do them on the beach, then you ladies should come down for one of those.
Yes, again, for sure. Too. What do you think about the camp that they announced?
Good God, that's so awesome. I know. I wish I could go, like, I didn't already have this whole entire spring, like, jam-packed with music and vacation
days. I
know,
I feel like
and...
it was, like, a late announcement, like, scrambling to get June 1, 2, 3
It's available. Ohio, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's the weather in Ohio, and I was asking... like, in June? I feel, I don't know, I don't know enough about it, but... Very cool thing, but very weird location.
I know, very odd. I mean, amazing bands, but very odd. And I was messaging again with my friend that runs all those festivals, and I was like, well, I'll just stay at a hotel nearby. Like, I'm not, I mean, I'm fucking 40. I'm not going to be sleeping on the ground. Like, I'm all set. And he's like, no, like, it's one of those things. Like, once you're in, you can't leave for 3 days.
A Riot Fest was like that a handful of years ago in Denver.
Like, okay.
You're camping and...
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Right. I was like, ugh. He's like, no, but there's glamping. There's, like, a whole glamping session or section. So with, like, RVs, you could get an RV or, like, a little camper or whatever. And so I don't... I'm actually... Because I was talking to him about, like, well, what can I get as press? Like, don't you have to, like, hook up the press with, like, a super sweet RV? And I don't think he responded.
And the press is internet friends?
Yeah. Hey, exactly. <guys. laughs> Press plus five.
Please. Please.
Yeah. We get the sweetest RV, right?
Well, there's that one up by you, too. It's not in Montreal. It's some eastern Canadian town that happens every year.
Well, there's Pooza in Montreal.
Yeah.
And then there's...
Is it Rockfest? That's always, yeah, Montebello. And it's just like you look at this poster of the bands and you're reading for like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But like every other band is a fantastic band. And like every year they do these curveball cool tribute things.
But here's the thing with that festival that I learned, because I was thinking about going last year. And so I reached out to some friends that are in bands and they were like, the thing is so chaotic and so intense that they literally will fly into Montreal, drive over, do their set, and then leave.
Damn.
And it's just like there's nothing around there. There's no hotels. There's no, it's a small town. It's like they take over this tiny little town for the weekend. It looks amazing. Like the bands that they get for that are fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But I've just heard that it's not organized super well, but that was just a couple, that was like last year, a couple years ago. So I don't know, but it's not high, like because I've heard some weird things, it's not high on my priority list, but like, but the list of bands that they get is always amazing. But Pooza Fest in Montreal would be super cool too.
I don't know that one. I don't think I know that one. What is that one?
It's just another big festival in Montreal.
Okay. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. I don't know who's playing Pooza this year. I can't remember. But it's always super big too. So what else do we have to
I think the last of... show that I can remember off the top of my head that I'm going to, I think that you just saw the East Coast version of it and I get to see Lawrence Arms May 2nd out here.
Who are the night they playing
before
with?
The night before I'm going to a rap show. I'm going to see Sage Francis, whom I love. But then I get to see Lawrence Arms and Red City Radio, I think at Beauty Bar here. Okay. And is that the one that you just went to? Did you see them on the East? Okay.
Yes. So it was Red City Radio and Lawrence Arms. Yeah. So that was the last show I went to. And it was really good. Nice. Like, I liked Lawrence Arms. Like, I'd heard them. But for some reason, I never really got into them. I don't know why.
They're so good.
But... After seeing them, that was my first time seeing them live, I think. And God, they just put on such a great show. And I was just like, holy shit, their songs are amazing. Like, everything's so great. I'm like, I downloaded all their albums. I am like, listening to it like crazy now. They were so great. And Red City Radio is amazing too. Like,
talk about a raw voice.
Oh my God, his voice is amazing.
Yep, that whole band's really good.
Did I just say amazing like 13 times?
I've been saying nice a lot. It's fine. And I have allergies, so like I'm also very spitty over here and everything. Like when I hear this recording, I'm probably going to be making fun of both of us a lot, so it's okay. Yeah. Awesome, nice.
I feel like it's like an episode of The Bachelor where they're like, this amazing journey that I'm on. I just keep saying like, that band is so amazing. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. It's 10:30 here, people, and I'm tired.
I have no excuse. It's 7:30 and I'm just ready for bed. It's okay.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up anyways. Let's let you pick the song that we're going to close this episode with.
Oh my God, this is awesome. I would like to go, does it have to be with any of the upcoming shows or can I like give a tribute to like you in Boston?
Sure, anything you want.
So right in front of me, I'm looking at a Westbound Train poster, and I think I mentioned them on the last episode you guys brought me into, but I feel that the world needs to hear how beautiful they are. They are not punk rock.
Okay.
They are a ska band, and I choose Westbound Train, Salvation.
Salvation.
Yeah.
And they're ska from Boston?
Yes.
Are they still around?
They hadn't been for a long time. I know that they did a reunion show last year.
Okay.
I think it was down at Lupo's that I was like, man, I'd sell my soul and maybe my right arm for that.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's
otherwise, cool. Though, if you'd prefer me to go with something of one of the bands we just talked about, Agrolites,
no.
Lucky Streak, because I get to see them.
Agrolites? Okay. Yeah. We'll do both. I like putting, I've been putting two songs on at the end, and I kind of like that. So.
Yeah, Agrolites, Lucky Streak. That's a fun
Lucky
one.
Lucky Streak. Okay, though I'm going to do both.
It's kind of Vegas-y.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Sarah. Thanks for being my guest co-host.
Thank you for having me in all this rambling. Please cut out the parts of us going,
I will. When I have had to do introductions just myself sometimes, and I play it back, I say, and a lot. And I have to cut those out.
And
So I will be editing this, don't you worry.
Oh, awesome.
and I ain't what I want. I can't match that woman. What you doing?
Strength there.